Hello and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve, where we go beyond the ordinary. I am your host, Steve, and this is Season 2, Episode 7. I am going to title this something along the lines of Empath, Remote Viewing, Intelligent Agencies, and the Return of Baal, which is spelled B-A-A-L, an old Babylonian god, for those of you who don't know who that is. And other countries probably have a different name for this specific entity. But first, a big thank you to all 65 countries from around the world who have turned into the show. That is awesome. 65 is a lot. Hey, let's see if we can get to 100. I'll break down those countries and more stats at the end of the show. Also, real quick, I will be launching a Rumble channel in July, around July 11th or 12th, maybe the 13th. Just about current events, plans of the elite, plans of these entities I'm getting ready to tell you a little bit about, and so on. It is so easy and clear to see, but when people have everyday lives and things going on, it's really easy to overlook some of these things. And then when it's brought to your attention, at least when I bring it to people's attention, they kind of pause for a moment and they go, you know what? It's weird what you're saying, but it kind of makes sense a little bit. And then they go out and start researching on their own, which is all I want at the end of the day. I don't want you saying, thinking that I know everything, as I definitely do not. Could even be wrong about a few things. And a lot of this is just simple theories that I have come with based off of evidence that I have found from books, online, and other people's podcasts. So there is room for error when you do things like this, you know. I'm not a scientist either or do scientific research of any kind or a theologist, though I do find theology fascinating the more and more I get into it and read. But let's get on with today's topic. I'm going to try to keep it short. Every time I say that, we usually go about 45 minutes, but heck, let's just see how it goes. I am recording to you live from Oklahoma, Ardmore, Oklahoma, on the fly here, so no notes as always. So let's hope the recording does not mess up, because when that happens, it is impossible to redo what you spit out on the fly. Very difficult. You can get most of it, but you'll never get all of it. Just how it works. So, empaths. So, empaths and remote viewing. I want to talk about this a little bit. We've all heard of it. Many people don't believe it even exists. And there are probably a few hundred million people around the world who swear up and down it exists. I happen to be a believer in both, and that will... Once I explain what Baal and these other entities are, and you're already familiar with God or whatever you refer to as God in your country, then you will see exactly how and why an empath and remote viewing works, why it exists, and how intelligent agencies around the world use it. They use it for when they're in war, they use it to go to war, they use it for espionage, they use it against its own people. That's just what intelligent agencies do. There's not a good one, in my opinion, out there. However, when you are dealing with war of any kind whatsoever, you need one. Period. Without spying on the enemy, you're not going to get very far. And they'll probably end up, you know, spying on you and kicking your ass. So, basically, empath is someone who can intuitively tell what people are thinking, and sometimes predict events before they happen. And, you know, we can dive into it deep and talk about quantum and different lives and how these energies are kind of connecting with one another, you know, basically how you're referring to all your other selves that are out there in the quantum realm and the multiverse and the multiple Earths, which is a good theory that I've talked about in the past, but I'm going to shift it more towards spiritual entities of what I refer to as good and bad. You have some bad ones, you have some good ones. Because once that's brought to your attention that they exist, whether you believe it or not, in my opinion, they do. Once it's brought to your attention, then empaths and remote viewing makes a lot more sense. And I know I kind of repeated a little bit about what I said a few minutes ago. But remote viewing, for those who don't know, is someone, a person or persons who can basically view an individual from afar, even from other continents. It can get that far. So basically, if I want to spy on, let's say, Vladimir Putin, and I'm able to do remote viewing, I would be able to anticipate and calculate his location, future plans, and who's around him. How hard is he to get to? Obviously, he's a world leader. It would be extremely hard to get to any world leader. But the path it would take to get there. Just because you know the path, don't mean you can get there. I mean, there might be 9 billion different things in a line of nukes in your way, but you'll know the path to get there. Remote viewing can easily be used to tune in to current events and reshape things before they happen. So, if like for instance, a bank's gonna collapse. Okay, and why? You could potentially, depending on the error, correct that error before the collapse happens. That would be one of the good things about remote viewing. But remote viewing and empaths, for people who can tune into that high of a frequency, they would be able. To some individuals, not every individual on the planet. Some people are just built differently, but you would be able to tune in to people's frequencies, and you would also be able to basically plant thoughts into their head. You could, like, thoughts of maybe fear, or thoughts of love, or thoughts of friendship, or just all kinds of little thoughts. And this has been experimented with our CIA and other intelligent agencies from around the world since at least the 70s, if not earlier. You could probably trace some of it back to the 50s, and I bet you, I definitely know the remote viewing part played some factors, at least on a research level, during the world wars. It's just really hard to kind of trace back. It could have been calling things different. But I mean, it's espionage. There was world wars, so people were trying to obviously predict things before they happen in order to conquer one another. And it's a form of remote viewing. So intelligence agencies are very familiar about it. So how could any person view someone from far away or just simply know what they're thinking? Like, I mean, yeah, we talked about telepathy. I talked about being on the same wavelength, being on the same frequency as that person. And that's one of the easiest forms of telepathy. Some people are just on the same wavelength. They usually are really good friends, because they just click. So yeah, in a way you would be able to telepathically either communicate or know what each other's thinking, or you guys just get it, right? But there's other lot more stronger sides to true empaths and remote viewing. And you basically got to pick a side when you do this. You could pick the side of, what I refer to as God, the good, the creator of all things, which isn't necessarily going to let you maliciously do anything for that matter, nor would it give would the entity, which I refer to as God, give you permission to view anything of anybody's life because it's none of your business. Unless God wanted you to do something specific. So that would be one of the most unpopular entities to go towards if you wanted to, spy or do something malicious because God simply would not let you do it. But if someone is trying to, let's say, attack you or jeopardize your well-being, whether it's financial or health, well, then God could very easily step in and inform you of things that are going on and show you the ways out and protect you and lead you down the right path, if you will. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. I happen to believe that there are some good people out there that just kind of rely on God to tell them things, to lead them down the right path, to listen to their inside tuition, which is how you communicate with God through prayer, through meditation, on your walks, in your dreams, etc., like you've read about. So, I do think there's some people out there that have a really good close relationship, more than others for whatever reason. Maybe they've proven themselves, maybe God chose them, I do not know. But I do think they are able to know what other people are thinking, and if it has to be the way, then they would also be able to remote view, especially when it comes to their attackers or other entities that are trying to attack them, especially if they're chosen by God, because you're chosen to do something for a reason, and God's going to make sure you do it, and so he might have to bring things to your attention. So you would have a very strong, you'd be a very strong empath, and you would be able to pretty much remote view at whatever God wanted you to see at any time, anywhere. So that would be a cool part. But then there's this gentleman by the name of Jonathan Cahn, who's a preacher. He's wrote a bunch of New York Times bestsellers. And one of the books I'm reading about him is The Return of the Gods, which is the return of Baal, which is a entity, a demon, if you will. Ishtar is also a demon, female, and Moloch are the three. So there are three principalities, there are three entities who basically thousands of years ago, that's all the earth used to worship was the gods, from ancient Greeks to Romans to Babylonians to Sumerians to any civilization you could possibly think of. All people did back then, all they knew were the gods. And Baal was known as the god of prosper, and he would, supposedly help people prosper and make money and grow crops and expand their material side, if you will. God it, or Baal, Ishtar, and Moloch are true entities, not only if you believe in the Bible and Christianity, but if you believe pretty much any religion out there. They might have a different name in your religion. I don't know because I don't know all the religions out there. But I bet you if you were to take the time and do about a 20-minute Google search on Baal, spelled Ball, you would have some kind of entity in your religion like that, that's on a negative side. So basically, Baal and these other entities were cast out of society. They've always been here on Earth since the beginning of time. I guess you can count them as a fallen angel, cast out of heaven, and they've been here. In my opinion, these are three of the four horsemen. I'm trying to find the fourth. Hopefully it's not here yet. But these are the three of the four. I encourage you to read the book because you will see when you read the book, it explains everything that's going on today, from transgenderism to transhumanism, the fall of marriage, the fall of women, the fall of men, the fall of religion, why Christianity is being kicked out of the West. How it was already kicked out of the East, and why world wars, things like this. It's a very interesting. I believe in it. I thought the guy's a preacher, and he practices the religion that I practice. So I happen to be a believer of his book and his knowledge. You don't have to be, but I do encourage you to take a peek at it. So, these idiots, well, let me back up. Christianity, basically, during Jesus' time, wait, so that's over 2,000 years ago, wiped out Baal, Ishtar, Moloch, and all the other gods, kicked them out of society, and reshaped the world. That's why there's two religions that stand out more than any other religion around the world, and that's Christianity and the Muslim religion, who do have some eerie similarities if you do read both. So I think that's, I think each culture kind of ran with a side and expanded it as much as they could. And I think at one time they kind of went hand in hand, and throughout the years they kind of both, either went radical or lost the way or whatever. I don't know. They kind of both implemented some weird things. But anyway, on the Christianity side, during Jesus' time, the disciples, the apostles, all this stuff, Baal was wiped out. So these idiots in today's world, which definitely started in the 60s, could go back probably a small handful in the 50s. But if you go back to the 1600s, that far back, that's when the Illuminati was born. And you have two Illuminatis, okay? If you want to talk about secret societies for a minute. There's a lot of secret societies out there, but let's take the Illuminati most popular. The Illuminati was originally started as a good thing, as a kind of, I wouldn't necessarily call it Christian based because I don't have enough evidence, but they were people that definitely believed in Christianity who wanted to go against the Catholic Church. And if you went against the Catholic Church back in the 1600s, you were destroyed brutally, and so was your family. I'm talking burned at the stake, arms ripped off, legs pulled off. I mean, there is one thing you didn't do is you did not go against the church back in those days. So they formed a secret society to attack the church within, to attack nations from within. Later, it's probably sometime in the 1700s, maybe as far as 1800s, it's unclear. The Illuminati was eventually infiltrated by demonic entities, and everything started to change from that point. But anyway, that was why it was originally created. It was originally created to attack the Catholic Church, was what started the Illuminati. So anyway, it branched out into a bunch of other secret societies. I think the Illuminati was barbarian in its origin around Germany. There's a lot that goes on around Germany from the beginning, even through the world wars, even to today. So these a-holes create this secret society, multiple secret societies, and what they do, what these elitists do, almost every single elitist, I can't say everyone, but almost every single one is in some kind of a secret society, period. Bottom line, around the world. And what they do is they have, if you're in a secret society, you go to like these meetings once or twice a week. And it's kind of like church, where you sit there, you meditate, you discuss knowledge from the past, and you meditate and you draw up all this energy. You also do rituals inside. And then you also do rituals at your house where you'll set up altars. You'll probably have a mirror in front of you because there's a lot of weird shit you can do with mirrors, really weird, bad things. And what you'll do is you will do rituals, and what you're doing, whether you're aware of it or not, is you're actually summoning these entities like Baal, Ishtar, Moloch, and others. Depends on which entity you've turned into frequency to, and you might think you're turning your frequency into a specific one, and it might not be. It might be pretending to be something else. You're not going to know because you're a human being. You're unwise. in that realm. So you're communicating with the unseen realm, which is extremely dangerous because you don't have the mental capacity that they do. And you haven't been around there as long, arguably, as they have. It's hard to say how long your soul has actually been around. There are many theories. But I can tell you this, these entities that fell from heaven were around before you. They fell from heaven. You did not. So they were here first. You were not. So you're talking to something that's probably a lot more intelligent than you. Almost always. So these idiots summon these spirits, and especially Baal, because Baal is prosperity. Baal is money and power and success in a way. You know, monopolize, wipe out opponents. You know, you're the man or the woman. There's some woman billionaires out there. Baal is that. These people worship and channel Baal to get all of this money, you know, period. That's the only reason why they do it. So what Baal and these other entities are able to do if you channel them is they are able to tell you where things are, what's going on, what people are thinking. These spirits are not in a material form. I talked about how they can just scan through the quantum realm and get any kind of information they want because they're connected to it. The same way that we are connected to it, we just forgot about it. So it's kind of like an AI machine, if you will, that can, you know how AI just scans all the data in the internet in seconds, which is just crazy speed. It's like that. It scans through all the information and then it finds the information and feeds it back to you. So, you know, if, I don't know, let's say you're sitting down at a table eating dinner, you worship one of these entities, it's telling you that the person behind you is staring at you. You turn around, there's a person staring at you. Now, sometimes you just know that through your intuition, but it's, let's say this person in particular is staring at you because, like, they're trying to go after you. They're either trying to rob you or they know who you are. They're following you. You know, maybe they're an intelligence agency agent, and you're an intelligence agency agent, right? So these spirits are gonna help you avoid that, because at the end of the day, you're so ingrained and believed, and you're the one summoning them. They want to keep you around so you can help them destroy shit. And that's not going to be your intention at first, but that's what you're going to end up doing down the road. And you're going to convince yourself that it's a good thing. What you're doing is a good thing. That you're helping society. You're reshaping society. You're doing this because, you know, all people should love and be free and be able to do whatever they want and things like that. And that over time, you would have channeled these energies so much that you would have merged with them. Basically, it's a form of possession, if you will, but you'll merge with them where you're still you, still the family, you still have that personality, you still have the things that your friends like about you, but you are, that entity is in you and with you and is connected to you. And at that point, you're pretty much done. You're done. You need serious spiritual help. The only way out is to turn to God if you haven't made God mad already, you know, and it would be a long process for you to get rid of that, and a lot of trials and tribulations to prove to God that you truly want to separate yourself from this being that you have spent years with, you know, you built a relationship with. So at the end of the day, anyone can be an empath, and anyone can do remote viewing if you channel these demonic entities. And that is what intelligent agencies and elitists from around the world do on a daily basis. And unfortunately, some of them have channeled so much and have built such a relationship with these entities that they are connected directly to the entity, and they are lost and they are gone, and they're probably not going to make it out of it, unfortunately. That's why God says at the end, you know, when he destroys everything, that Satan and his followers will be cast into the abyss. Now, if you look at the elite and the intelligence agencies from around the world, that's not a lot of people. It's less than 1%. We have 8 billion people around the world. So it's a significant number in our eyes. But when you compare that to 8 billion, it's a small following. And that following will go when these other entities go. Those people, unfortunately, do have some good to them. You know, their parents, their grandparents, they have friends. There are good sides to them. They are going to, let's just say, get it handed to them big time. And it's going to suck, right? And this has been going on since the beginning of time. When Baal was cast out the first time, his followers went down with him. Nations went down with Baal. Babylonian went down with Baal. Rome went down with Baal. I'm sure I could go on if I did the research. Civilizations and people fell when this entity was cast out. This was a big deal. It was a big deal. It was a war. It was crazy. It was a crazy time. And it reshaped society. And here we are today, and it's coming back. It's another topic, but... So if you are torn on the subject, I think people don't understand. The reason why I'm doing this today is a brief intro, because I don't think there are some people that believe in in-person and remote viewing, but they have no idea. And there's some people that clearly don't, but because they're like, well, that's impossible. Well, not if we have been lost in a society, in a civilization, from God and spiritual entities. That's all people used to talk about back in the day. I mean, since the beginning of time to probably the early 90s, that's all people talked about, was demonic entities and God, period. And now there are some people that don't even believe that they exist, even the demonic ones. So that's why they're having trouble grasping the concept of an empath or a remote viewer. I don't think all empaths are dangerous. I just told you, if you built a relationship with God, that God would give you the ability to do certain things because he has a job for you. And in order to do this job, you're going to need to know and you're going to need to see things, period. Especially if people and entities are trying to stop you from doing it. And it will use every system that's going on. It will use the healthcare system. It will use a judicial system. It will use a financial system. It will use loved ones if it has to. We're talking about demonic entities, so obviously they don't care. And they trick people and convince people into things that people normally would not do because they're clever, you know. So God would give these people who he has chosen empathic abilities and remote viewing abilities. And then, of course, on the flip side, anytime you summon something, it's going to help you for a little bit. You're eventually going to be absorbed by it. But that is why people are able to either be empaths or able to remote view, because something, whether it's God or whether it's demonic, something is telling these people what, when, and why, and how. Period. That's how this works. You pick a side from the day you're born. Whether you ask to be born or not is another conversation. But you either lean towards God or you do not. Period. And if you do not, you leave yourself wide open to demonic entities, whether you believe in them or not. You can say, oh, I don't believe in you. You can't touch me. It doesn't work that way. You choose a side whether you like it or not. You're alive. You're breathing. You picked a side. So some people, no matter what side they pick, want to maximize everything. So some will worship demonic entities to gain power and success. Intelligent agencies do, in fact, summon these entities, and there is a pretty good solid argument that the colliders are able to generate energy for these entities for whatever reason. But that is a whole nother conversation we'll get to later. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about Jonathan Cahn's books. He's written many. They're all New York Times bestsellers. I mean, every one of them. I think there's like 8 of them. I plan on reading them all. I found them fascinating, but if you will take the time to read them, they are in English, and he is Jewish, so maybe he wrote some in Hebrew, I don't know. So if you are able to read in the English language, you can buy these books on Amazon anywhere. You know, I encourage you to read one or more, see what you think. I encourage you to do research on Baal, Ishtar, Moloch, and see what they're called in your country. And just go back and look at all the things that they've done throughout history and tell me if those things are going on today. That's all I want you to do. I want you to go back through history, see all the things that happened, and then tell me if that's going on today. Because I bet you all the money I got, the answer would be yes. So that, I am going to keep it short. I just wanted to touch on that. I wanted to tell you why people are able to do it. The more you start believing that there are demonic entities and that there is a God, the more all of this makes sense. Right now, none of it makes sense to people because you either forgot or chose not to believe that these things exist. And they do, period, whether you like it or not. And they're not going away. So at the end of the day, that will be it. I would like to, I'd give some stats for those that are interested. So what did I say? How many countries was that? 65 countries. I'm going to name them off real quick because some of them are new. We have the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, India, Ireland, Australia, Germany, Norway, Spain, Poland, Finland, Switzerland, New Zealand, Sweden, Netherlands, Italy, Portugal, Belgium, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Sudan, Denmark, Nigeria, France, Ethiopia, South Korea, South Africa, Georgia, Belarus, Puerto Rico, Vietnam, Philippines, Israel, Romania, Mexico, Austria, Argentina, Brazil, Pakistan, Turkey, Panama, United Arab Emirates, Costa Rica, Lithuania, Bangladesh, Jamaica, Bulgaria, U.S. minor outlying islands, definitely a new one, Russia, Tanzania, Algeria, Luxembourg, Taiwan, Hungary, Nepal, Ecuador, Saudi Arabia, Ukraine, Singapore, Gibraltar, still having trouble with that one, Malaysia, Colombia, Uganda, Greece, and Japan. Welcome all of you, and thank you so much for listening. The most popular platform that views the show is Apple Podcasts, followed by the remaining: Amazon Music, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, web browsers, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Audible, and others. Most popular age range, 28 to 34, followed by 35 to 44, then 45 to 59, then 23-27, then 18-22. Gender, 53% are female that view the show, 41% are male. I think this goes to the divine feminine rising and waking up. I told you all women possess the divine feminine power. And I think the more women wake up, not only is it just going to help us tremendously, I think they're searching. They're constantly searching. They know something's up. They're unhappy, and they're trying to fix it around the world. I think you see a huge rise in women and research and them just knowing there's something seriously wrong. 5% are non-specified, and less than 1% are non-binary or alien. So, again, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. You can email me at info@impossiblesteve.com anytime. You can find me on social media at impossiblesteve on IG, impossiblesteve on Facebook, and of course the website impossiblesteve.com. Thank you so much and have a great day.